Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood boundary guru. Ready to dive into something really powerful today? We're talking about self-compassion and self-forgiveness, those things that can sometimes feel like the most elusive superpowers. Ever noticed how we're way harder on ourselves than we are on anyone else? It's like we have this internal critic judging every little stumble, every, oops, moment. But guess what? That inner voice doesn't deserve a front row seat in your life. Today, we're going to flip the script and learn how to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer our best friends. Because let's face it, you wouldn't berate your bestie for making a mistake, right? You'd probably give them a hug, a listening ear, and maybe even some chocolate. So why are we so quick to judge ourselves when we slip up? Here's the deal. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or ignoring your mistakes. It's about acknowledging those stumbles with kindness, understanding that everyone messes up, and recognizing that you're worthy of love and acceptance even when things don't go perfectly. Think about it this way. You wouldn't expect a plant to thrive if you constantly yelled at it for wilting, right? Same goes for us. When we criticize ourselves relentlessly, we create this toxic environment that stunts our growth and drains our energy. Self-forgiveness, on the other hand, is about letting go of past regrets and mistakes. It's recognizing that you did the best you could with the information and resources you had at the time, and choosing to move forward without being held back by guilt or shame. Holding onto those grudges, even against yourself, is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down and makes it harder to enjoy the journey. Okay, let's get real for a sec. I know saying all this sounds easy peasy, but actually practicing self-compassion and forgiveness can be tough. Our brains are wired to focus on negativity, and that inner critic can be a persistent chatterbox. But trust me, it gets easier with practice. Here's the key. Start small. Instead of beating yourself up over every little slip-up, try acknowledging those moments with kindness. Next time you catch yourself thinking, "I should have done better," pause and say to yourself, "It's okay, I'm learning. What can I do differently next time?" Think about it like this. You wouldn't expect a musician to become a virtuoso overnight, right? They practice, they make mistakes, they learn from those mistakes, and they keep going. Self-compassion is like that. It's a practice, not a perfection. Picture this. You're at a party, feeling a little awkward and out of place. You spill your drink, trip over your words, and maybe even accidentally dance with the wrong person. It happens to all of us. But instead of letting those moments ruin your night, you take a deep breath, laugh it off, and remember that everyone's making their own way through the party. Instead of dwelling on the mishaps, you focus on connecting with people who make you feel good, enjoying the music, and having fun. Because at the end of the day, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up authentically and embracing the journey, even the messy parts. So let's recap. Self-compassion means treating yourself with kindness and understanding, just like you would a good friend. Self-forgiveness is letting go of past regrets and moving forward with grace. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. This week, I challenge you to practice a little more self-love. When you catch yourself being hard on yourself, take a step back and offer yourself some words of encouragement. Remind yourself that you are worthy of love, acceptance, and happiness, just as you are. Ready to rock this week with a little extra compassion and forgiveness? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to subscribe for more boundary-busting goodness every single day. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.